It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, December 30th, 2019. We have five vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. Today's forecast includes northwest winds to 10 knots, gusting to 15. The winds are going to back around to the south as a weather system moves through today. Wind waves from the northwest 2 feet at 4 seconds, shifting to the south at 4 seconds in the afternoon. And west swells 10 feet high at 12 seconds apart. That's as high as a one-story building, building to 14 feet at 15 seconds later on. And keep these numbers in your mind, especially the big ones. We're going to be talking about the opening of the Dungeness crab fishery this week here in parts of Oregon and Washington. And they're going to be friends and neighbors going out in this weather at a really difficult time of year. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a few minutes. But first, I'll look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have one inbounder. We have one in our Astoria anchorage, and we have three outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our arrival today is the Global Sci-Chi. It could change, but right now, as of this morning, we just have one inbounder. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for the Longview anchorage upriver. She's going to the port of Longview to pick up logs, and those logs are probably destined for Japan, considering the tariff issues with China that we have right now. She will pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. You might see her in Longview by about 5 p.m. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Young Spirit. She's headed for Kalama today to pick up wheat. She probably left there at about 2 a.m. and so is already in Kalama, got there about 7 a.m. In our outbounders, we have the Cassiope. She's named for a town in Greece. She's a bulk carrier. Cassiope is a town on the island of Corfu in Greece with a population of about 800 people. Let's see, next we have outbound, we have the ATB Dublin C, articulated tug and barge rig. She's leaving Portland, petroleum on board, leaving around 10 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. Oh, and I don't think I said when the Cassiope was heading out. She's leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board about 4 a.m., so she probably will pass Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. today. Then we have the Gaia Leader. She's a car carrier heading out of Vancouver. Subaru's on board there, leaving around 6 p.m. We could see her running lights going by Astoria around midnight. Well, the Dungeness crab fishery opens this week in parts of Oregon and Washington. That's what we're going to talk about today on the Ship Report. This very famous commercial fishery, because we love the crab that results from it, usually starts on December 1st, but it's delayed some years because they have to test the crab to show that there's enough meat in them. And this year, it was delayed until this week because the crab had not filled out enough. In Oregon, from Cape Arago south to Gold Beach, crab are still below the state's meat quality criteria, and those areas will remain closed for the time being. According to recent testing in Oregon and Washington State, this is according to an article by Katie Frankowitz in the Daily Astorian, crab in the areas that will open are just over the threshold. Fishermen landed over 23 million pounds of crab in the 2017-18 season. It was worth a record $74.2 million. So this time of the year is the time I remind everybody about the risks that go along with bringing you this delicious delicacy, Dungeness crab. We all love it, and we look forward to it. What it takes to get this to us is another thing. We live in a beautiful maritime area where there are many small businesses that depend on the water, and many of them are individual commercial fishermen and women who go out in relatively small boats to catch the seafood we eat. This time of year, when crab season opens in December and January, depending on the robustness of the crab, it's a terribly dangerous time to be out on the water. The water, which is cold all year, as we know, is exceptionally cold now, and the weather is a wild card with one certainty. It will be rough out there for fishermen who brave the waters, and that our marine weather forecast is going to be seas probably over 2 stories high out there today as those boats are heading out to set pots and handle all the responsibilities of being part of the crab fishery. So I'd like to read to you some excerpts from an article from 2016 about the Oregon crab fishery. It's from a magazine called Hakai Magazine that's based in British Columbia to the north of us. According to their website, which you can find at Hakai, H-A-K-A-I, magazine.com, the magazine explores science, society, and the environment from a coastal perspective, and you can find this article there. It's from 3 years ago. 2016. And the subheadline is long work hours and extreme conditions make the industry among the most deadly in the United States. And the person who was the primary interviewee for this article is a man you may know or have heard his name. His name is John Corbin. I've talked to him from time to time over the course of doing the Ship Report about commercial fishing issues. And so he's pretty well known around these parts. John Corbin has spent over 40 years involved in one of the most deadly industries in the United States. As a former Dungeness crab fisher, the Oregonian has put in long hours and cold nights on rough seas. He's hauled 50 kilogram, that's over 100 pound, crab pots across a slippery deck and dodged crashing waves on 18-hour shifts. In February 1981, just a couple of years after he started, a boat he owned went down, killing the crew. He lost three friends and to a wreck with cause unknown. Dungeness crab fishing is a staggeringly dangerous profession. In the West Coast U.S. industry, the death toll is 310 people per 100,000. The U.S. average for commercial fishers is 124 per 100,000. The U.S. average for all workers is 4 per 100,000. But according to research by public health expert Laurel Kinkle, the official statistics underestimate the risks of the work. From 2002 to 2012, 28 Dungeness crab fishers died on the west coast of the United States. At the same time, there were just 45 injuries reported to the United States Coast Guard, a non-fatal injury rate of approximately 340 per 100,000. Of the reported injuries, shoulder and arm fractures were the most common, followed by hypothermia. But even this grisly injury rate, Kinkle says, is likely an underestimate. While she suspected injuries were underreported, she had no idea how severely until she interviewed fishers and conducted surveys as part of an ongoing study. Corbin describes the injuries such as chronic back pain or aches as the wear and tear of the job. He's heard of fishers who were washed overboard and rescued without injuries, events that he says are unlikely to be reported. Part of the problem, Kinkle says, is that commercial fishers are guarded and don't want to paint the industry in a negative light. There's no reason to report anything if they don't need assistance, she says. Or as Corbin puts it, fishermen are fairly tough guys. They down a couple of Advil and keep right on going. The attraction is first and foremost about the love of the sea and the thrill of the hunt, he says. Dungeness crabs travel along the seabed, and catching them involves throwing a crab pot into their path. Fishers leave the pots down for a day or so, but are never sure whether or not they will strike gold. Corbin says that a fisher working on a good boat in a good season can make between $60,000 and $80,000 in just a few months. He's had crew members make more than $100,000 in a single season, but that paycheck comes with a high risk of breaking a shoulder, freezing half to death, or getting knocked overboard by a runaway crab pot. And that's from that article from Hakai Magazine from 2016. So today's Ship Report is dedicated to our hardy Dungeness crab fishing fleet and the risks they take to bring us our dinner. We wish you the things we wish all sailors, fair winds and following seas, but more important, a good year financially and safe homecomings to family and friends. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.